شراب ای گذشته ز جان در ره هدف، چون نجات انسان شعار توست، مرگ در راه حق افتخار
توست. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون احد الا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمه الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, today we are gathered to refresh our memories once again about a personality who inspired the hearts of millions of people in the world. A personality who came in this world like a rising sun, and then he set from this world after enlightening whole world as sun enlightens the world. He came in this world and changed the world. A major change, not to change the world economically, not to change the world socially, but he changed the hearts and the minds of people. The most important thing that Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayhi has been able to change that are the hearts and the minds of people. He attracted the minds and he made them attached with him, not with him but through him to Islam. He attracted the people through him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gained a love of the people in this world, that the people of the world felt that they have lost their father. At the time of his death, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, I can remember that there were millions with broken hearts, with tears in their eyes, flowing tears, young, old, men and women, scholars and non-scholars, intellectuals, everybody felt that we have lost a great spiritual father. Not only Muslims, but even non-Muslims, all the oppressed people, they felt that they have lost their father. Let us look at those divine qualities of this personality that have made Imam Khomeini as an Imam. Please say salawat. He was a true leader of his time. A leader with his qualities. Imamat reflected in the life of Imam Khomeini. He became Imam because he took the lead of himself. He became leader for himself, and when he became leader for his soul, that is how he has been able to lead whole world. He became a lamp within this world that enlighten everything in this world. And one of the most important quality that Quran has said about divine leaders. There are few qualities that the verse I've recited that are being said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alladina yuballighuna risalatillah. Those who deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important quality for the people, those who are divine personalities, that they should deliver the message as it is being delivered. Pure message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ. They do not add from themselves, but they deliver whatever is being delivered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever being asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that makes them as a divine personality. Imam Khomeini was the one who introduced the Islam from its origin. He brought the community back to its origin. And he explored Islam in this age, in 19th century, from original source. And that is why he called that Islam as Islam in Nabi Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So one of the most important responsibility is tabligh of Islam, that is original Islam. يُبَلَّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ. And his initiative for deliverance of this responsibility was into two stages. First, that making that concept, clarifying that concept, and second, deliverance, that was implementation of this concept. Imam Khomeini, who has been able to be a great scholar, if somebody likes to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is important that he should have knowledge about that deliverance, knowledge about that message that has been delivered. Many people, unfortunately, they have recognized Imam Khomeini as a politician. They thought that he was the personality who was a politician personality, but it's not true. He was a personality who was deep in the knowledge, Islamic sciences. Go into the houses and ask scholars, you would find that he was the most highest religious scholar, deep into the every science, Islamic sciences. He has been able to grab that pure knowledge, original knowledge, knowledge from Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, from the true sources. And today, if you look at the books that have been published by Imam Khomeini, you would find that at the same time, he was being the leader. He was involved in the politics, and he was going through various countries, but at the same time, he was writing the books. Almost 700 speeches that were being delivered in his life. 1200 messages that he has delivered in his life. And beside that, hundreds and thousands of letters that were being sent down to Imam Khomeini, and he replied those letters as well. So you can understand that with all the responsibilities that he had, at the same time he was working in the sciences, Islamic sciences, giving the messages and connecting the people with the true source. Alladina yuballighuna risalati Allah. Second, and when he wanted to implement, then he took initiative as a leader. And his initiative was the most successful initiative, that he completed the project that he has started with founding Islamic Republic in Iran. And making the Islamic Revolution successful within this world. That shows the success of a leader. But brothers and sisters, let us look at the most important element that has been said in this verse again. وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ. When somebody likes to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should have only the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our life, everybody can judge. So let us start thinking for a while. Think about yourself. Who you have fear more. So it's really interesting. I was in a camp and there was a cockroach came into the bed. And a few of the brothers, they did not like to sleep in that room. They thought to sleep in the car. They decided to sleep whole night in the car because of this, just a cockroach. So many people, they have fear of cockroach. Many people, they may have fear of mouse, right? Many people fear from the cat, dog. How about you? So think about yourself. Who you fear from? In order to look at the life of this personality, Imam Khomeini, that my teacher says that he said in his life that by God, in my life, I did not have fear from anything in this world. That makes Imam Khomeini as Imam. Because he became fearless. He became fearless. Even the fear itself fears from him. All the fears of the world, they had fear from Imam Khomeini. يَخْشَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. They do not fear anybody else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, today we live in a world, that world, it makes us fearful. There is a strategy. There is a strategy of the oppressors. A strategy of fear and harassment. Undermining the minds of people. In order to intimidate the minds of people, they like to harass them. They tell them, we are going to put you in the prisons. So many people, they would start living in fears. They don't like to speak. They don't like to hear even the truth. They even advise people, please, don't say that. We don't like to hear that. You know, this is a fear. Even they are in such a fear that when they like to advise anybody, they don't like to speak up. They say, please don't speak about that. So that's such a fear in the heart that even when they are lonely, at that time also they are completely intimidated. But Imam Khomeini broke those fears. According to the narration from Ayatollah Bahauddini, when Imam Khomeini was only 20 years old, at that time when he came to home, he said that there was a soldier and he was maybe one of the authorities, Sabak or something, in Qom. And he insulted one of the scholars. Imam Khomeini slapped on his face. He was an old man and he was with glasses. Ayatollah Bahauddin, he says that his glasses were broken into 4 pieces. That was a slap that he had slapped on the face of an authority when he was 20 years old. But when he came into Iran, after 15 year exile, at that time he said, today I'm going to slap on the authority that is being placed on that country. I'm going to slap on the government of today
and I will change this government. If somebody does not have that capability, there is no possibility that somebody can be Imam. In order to be leader like Imam Khomeini, or if you think that you would like to follow the path of Imam Khomeini, decide about yourself. In what state you would like to stay. If you like to stay in the life of fear, then please choose not to go and follow the path of Imam Khomeini.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Amin alayka Akbar.
If you like to follow the path of Imam Khomeini, the scene is with you. Either you would like to have the fear of roaches, mouses, cat or dog, or have the fear of Allah. Which one would you like to choose? If you like to choose fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will make you fearless. That will make you brave, courageous. Then you can make a change. In order to make a change in yourself, this conference today is conference of awareness, awakening of Muslim Ummah. This awakening is only possible that if we follow the path of this personality who has been source of awakening. He was the base and foundation of awakening in the Ummah today. So his strategy is Quranic strategy. وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And at the end Quran has said وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. Then again, accounts are before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is sufficient accountant. Brothers and sisters, only depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only fearing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the path of Allah, that is the most important message and strategy of Imam Khomeini that he followed in his life. Today, as we live with the reality. Today we are living with the reality of the life of Imam Khomeini. There is a message written on the wall. That is leader statement. Look at this statement. I will read that statement again for everybody. Our present leader has said, Imam Khomeini yek haqiqate hamishe zindes. Imam Khomeini is a living reality. A living reality gives life to the realities. If anybody has a reality in itself, when he is going to be connected, he is going to be charged. He is a charger for the world. Those who are discharged, they have to be connected with a greater charge of Imam Khomeini that they can be charged again. Let us be connected with this personality. A living reality. All those who like to have a life, they have to follow the path of Imam Khomeini, who was living in his life and living today. Imam Khomeini is never going to be died. He's living in the hearts. He's living in the minds. He's living in the intellectuals. He's living in the revolutionary people. All those people who would like to have revolution in this world, they would follow the path of Imam Khomeini. And this revolution will continue until the most important victory within this world and revolution of our final Imam, Imam Zaman Ajrallah Farajahu Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In today's world, if anybody likes to follow the path of Imam Khomeini,
then path is very clear, and that is path of the present leadership.
Present leader is symbol towards the personality of Imam Khomeini. He is reflection of the life of Imam Khomeini. He is an image of the life of Imam Khomeini.
And if anybody thinks that he can cross him and he will follow the path of Imam Khomeini, it's like crossing Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and following Prophet peace be upon him.
There is no possibility that if somebody crosses Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and follows the path of Prophet peace be upon him, there is no direct dialing.
But we have to follow the same path. As he said, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِطْرَتِي أَهْلُ بَيْتِي.
In today's world, the path towards the عِطْرَت, the path towards Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that is path of the leader. And present leader is symbol of the leadership. That we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong his life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him life until the reappearance of Imam Zaman. I would like to request at the end that the famous slogan that we raise in our conferences and that have given the life to our gatherings, that is Labbaik Ya Hussein.
Labbaik Ya Hussein. Labbaik Ya Hussein. Labbaik Ya Hussein. Labbaik Ya Hussein. Labbaik Ya Hussein.
My salam and blessing upon the soul of Imam Khomeini, that his death was like the demise of Prophet peace be upon him. At the death of Imam Khomeini, we realize the martyrdom of A'imma alayhimus salam. At his demise, we realize the death of Prophet peace be upon him. I would also like to say salute to all shuhada, all those who have sacrificed for the sake of Islam, and especially the Shaheed Malcolm X. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. Wassalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullah.